Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Om Times Radio Show. I'm Spriti Goswami, and I'm here with my colleague, Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hello, Spriti. Hello, Eva Frey. I'm here.
Hi. And today we are going to talk about creating beyond limitations in your business.
Yay, and what else is possible? So looking forward to this chat. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So cool. So would you like to start, Eva?
Yeah, we can start together. Yeah. Creating beyond limitations and joy of business. Whenever you think about your business, just think about your business. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it joy? Is it fun? Is it playfulness? Or is it something different? Something that is not so joyful, so playful, so fun. And what is this? What if this is the first limitation of your business, that you're thinking for your business of something that is not joyful? And if you're ready, yeah, you can also destroy and create all those thoughts.
So many times we start judging our business, where we start looking at others and seeing what they are creating, and we think, oh, okay, cool. Maybe what we are creating in our business is not big enough or not great enough, or others are better than us. And that's the first limitation that we start functioning from, where we start judging ourselves and our own business. And the best way to get out of that is start asking questions. Okay, so if I wasn't judging myself or my business, what would I create? What can I choose here? What else is possible here? What are the other elements that I can add to my business? What are the other revenue streams that I can add to my business? And so on. And you know how judgment really, really affects, whether it is you judging your own business or someone else judging you. And we'll be discussing a lot about judgments also, because that's one of the main causes of limitations here. And one of the tools that we can use is interesting point of view. I have this point of view about my business everywhere I'm judging my business. So, Eva, what do you know about judgments, and what would you like to add here?
Well, yes, judgments, and especially self-judgments, are really the things that are just sucking out our energy of us, yeah? And so we are so used to have judgments. We are so used to live with judgments that we are not even aware how much we are judging ourselves or also others sometimes, yeah? And to what you said before, yeah, that those judgments come because of comparing us with others, yeah? Because we think they are doing so, then we need to do so, or otherwise we are not good enough. We are not good. We are not in real business if we do different. So, and yeah, maybe just observe yourself how much of this you're doing with you, how much you're comparing yourself with others, and how much you're comparing yourself or your job or everything with the standards, how business should be, what in business should be. What is allowed in business? What is not allowed in business? What is supposed to be in business and what is not supposed to be in business? Yeah. Because we have so many learned patterns. What is business and how business should be done and how it should not be done and what is right in business, what is wrong in business, what is the way business is done, what's not. And when we compare ourselves to these standards, we are never good enough, yeah, usually. And we are just trying to reach some standards that are just artificial, just illusion, yeah? And that's why we go to self-judgment. We are sucking our energy out of us, yeah? And we are just weaker and weaker and weaker. And what if we
and
just
you realize...
Our, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and what if we allow ourselves to make our jobs, our businesses, anything we do to make it joyful, to make it playful, to make it such that it works for us, yeah? What if we just go out of all the judgments of us and make the business that works for us, that makes a lot of fun for us, that makes a lot of joy for us, that energizes us and gives us money, of course, yeah? Because in this reality, in this society, we are so used to the business or our job, our work is something where we suppress ourselves when we are just going to do something for the salary, yeah? And we don't put ourselves into computation. We don't put our energy, our fun, our joy into computation. So that's why we are too many times tired because of business. What if we can be energized because of our business? What if we can be happier and more playful because we are doing some business that we really enjoy?
Yeah, because, you know, end of the day, you know what's true for you, right? So instead of comparing yourselves and instead of judging your business, you know what's true for you and start choosing from that. See, start choosing from the space that gives you a lot of happiness. What do you enjoy doing in your business? What's fun for you? Like you said, Eva. And yeah, that's when you start creating from the energy of that, that starts really, really creating quite a bit. So every time you start going into self-judgment about your business or when you start comparing yourself with respect to others and the way they are creating, so there are certain things that you can start using. Maybe you can get the energy of what exactly that you'd like to create in your life. Okay. And okay, cool. And get the energy of that and say, okay, wow, this is what I'd like to create. And every day, just keep on increasing that, the energy or the demand that you have and just keep demanding to create more what from the space of what is true for you and not from the comparison of others. And yeah. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
And
go
you
for
realize
the, what
every time we...
For,
go for what is true for you. Yeah, go for what is true for you. And also every time we're trying to compare because somewhere we have decided that this is a particular way our business should be or it should look like in a particular way. And do you realize how much we are actually defining what our business should look like? And every definition that we have of ourselves and of our business is actually a limitation. And our topic is about creating beyond limitations. And how do we undo those definitions and how do we come out of it by choosing, creating, and choosing some more and making a demand and choosing some more? So that's what it is. So what would you like to add about defining and definitions? Would you have anything to add to that, Eva?
Yeah, that's great. What you're talking about, Smriti, definitions of business are really limitations and just artificial limitations, what is supposed to be. Yeah. And we even don't need to get rid of this definition. They're just written words. Definitions, yeah? And we don't need to attach to those definitions. What if we do our business or our jobs out of all definitions? What we are doing, that it works for us, that it works for our lives, that it makes us energized. What if we will look just for this and just see, okay, here are definitions, and those people are telling this, those people are telling this, and so many people are telling something how business should be done, and those are just interesting points of view, yeah? And also definition
totally.
Is just interesting points of view to the business, and it's really some limitation that we just accept that, like, it's general truth, but is it really general truth? Or is it just some lie we learned as a society, not just as individuals? We are learned all around as a society a lot of lies, how business should be, how life should be, how things should be. And we learned those lies, and we are just living with those lies instead of living more free and more joyful. Yeah? And how, if we are way, 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 way bigger contribution to the world, if we take care for us, that we make our life more joyful, and that we make our jobs, our work more joyful, how bigger contribution we are to the world. Is it work to make your business so that it works for you? Is it work?
Not at all. It's not worth it. So, you know, while we were talking about, I was just discussing with a friend recently, and I realized, so I had some great ideas about something that I wanted to add in my business. And that friend wasn't very happy about it. She just said some things to sort of, you know, they're like, are you sure you can do this? You know, you're not even qualified enough for that. And I was like just following an energy of what I wanted to create. So you realize how many times your own people or your friends start discouraging you because they're not willing to see you create that, or they can't, maybe they have a limited limitations of from where they function from. So they cannot really see that happening, or they don't really see you actualizing it. So you need to recognize whether they're giving you a proper advice, or are they actually discouraging you? And so how can you choose to grow? So don't let other people's definitions or their limitations limit you from growing, from choosing what you'd like to do. And I know it gets really, really difficult with to deal with, you know, discouragement, especially that's also quite a limitation in business when others around you are discouraging you, when they are not willing to see that you're capable of doing it, or they're not willing to see the greatness of you. And sometimes you have to look within yourself and ask, okay, where am I not willing to see and acknowledge all that I'm creating and all that I'm capable of? You were saying something, Eva?
It's just break time and then we continue, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Yay! Hello again. Yvonne Smriti here.
Hi, welcome back.
Hello, yeah. And yeah, Smriti, before you were just talking about how you had great idea and you were talking
about,
with your friends. Yeah?
Yes, and I was talking about how when someone discourages you, how do you go about it?
Yeah.
What are the tools? Yeah, go ahead, Yvonne.
You were talking how she wanted to, went to discourage you, because you had great idea, you wanted to go somewhere, and you talked with her, and she just was seeing just limitations, And that's so many things, so many times it happens, Then when you have great idea, you want to do something, but then you talk with other people, and they show you just limitations. And they show you what they go maybe into judgment. And what is very important, what you said, you said you were aware that time what is truly going on, And that's the point for you, That's the point for you, and because you were aware what's going on, and you were aware they are just putting out their limitations and their fixed points of view and their judgments of everything, and it has nothing to do with you, And you you just took their limitations they were showing up, you just took them as interesting point of view, and you followed the energy, and you did steps for you, And you came to the joyful place, or you were successful then. But so many times it happens in this reality that people just talk with others, and others show them limitations, show them their judgments, show them their fixed points of view, and people then just give up and say, oh, really, it will not go on. Because they just, they are just not so much aware of what's truly going on and what's really working for them. And they just buy those limitations from people and they stop themselves. And so this is really the turning point,
Yes, and there are a few questions that we can ask to get out of that. So if you weren't functioning from discouragement, what would you choose? And if you didn't buy into discouragement, what would you choose? The thing is, how many of us have families who don't really encourage and they tend to pull you back or they don't really see you doing things? Sometimes it's our own friends, our own families, and sometimes it's other people around us who would not really like us to choose certain things because they feel we don't really have the potential to choose that or we don't have the capacity to choose that. But that's so much of judgment that comes from there. Space and how much they define us from their own lack of capacities or from their own limitations. And so what if you didn't limit yourself, if you didn't stop yourself based on other people's limitations of what they think that you can choose or create, what would you then choose? So that's a good question to keep asking every time. Every time you're moving ahead, every time you get these weird thoughts that, oh, am I doing the right thing? Ask, okay, if I was not choosing from other people's limitations, what would I choose? If I did not let their limitations define me, what would I choose? So basically when they are talking about potential or capacity, what exactly is potential, you know? Is it like what you're supposed to be instead of rather than what you choose to be? But that's all also, again, a judgment, right? So a true potential or potency is like you being all that you can be and choosing from that, the joy of that, creating a business from that energy of joy, joyfulness or playfulness. And that gets started. And other people, when you are connecting with them, they start noticing that joyfulness and playfulness in what you are creating. And they would like to be a part of your business then, or choose you to have business with, to do business with. So yeah, that really, really gets you starting. So what can you be when you're willing to be everything without making yourself less because of other people's judgments? So this judgment is actually a big deal in my space, because I do go through that quite a bit. Sometimes self-judgment, sometimes it's judgments coming from other people where they would say things about you, they'll invalidate or vilify. And that gets really, really tough to deal with at times. So Eva, have you ever faced something like that, any sort of invalidation or vilification from people? And what are the tools that you use to get out of those judgments? Would you have anything to add to that?
Sure. I have experience also on my skin on this, and probably any of you have, yeah. And it's so many times, it's even not judgment. They are even not judging you, but they, like your friends, they want everything good for you, and they are just warning you of this and this and this. And they are showing you what might happen to you if you are doing this. And they are just showing you that really this is not possible, that maybe you are going into the wrong direction, yeah? So it's just done like caring to you, like caring because you're a good friend, and just warning you that maybe this is not okay what you're thinking about, yeah? That so many times it's just like some not so clear that it's judgment, yeah? It's just done like caring for you, and you just see, okay, they are really wanting good for me, maybe I'm really wrong, yeah? And so many times you go into wrong links of you and you stop your creation, and you stop with this your potency to show up, yeah? And you're just going into some small place, yeah? And so this is really the point. You need to be aware what's truly, truly going on. Yeah, those people really take care of me, but they do it on their way, yeah? They just project their fears and their limitations on us, but they want to do good for us, but we know what is really good for us and what really works for us. And even they are warning us, even they want to protect us, yeah, we can choose for us and go forward if we see that energy is going in that direction, yeah? So anytime you see that people are trying to protect you and to do everything good for you, you still have choice to go further and say them, thank you for taking care of me. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for for sharing your points of view. And yeah, but still I'm choosing for me, and still I'm choosing to go this way. Yeah. But it's not always like really judgment, some heavy judgment coming up, but it's coming up like really caring energy for us. It seems like caring, yeah, but they are projecting their limitations on us, and we can choose for us. And when we choose for us, then later they can also see that maybe, yes, we chose for us, and we did it playful, we did it more joyful, and then they can follow, yeah? So just choosing for us and following our knowing, that we know what is good for us, what works for us, what works for all, that's really what will make your business more joyful, yeah, and life also. Yeah.
totally agree with you, Eva. But however, I, from my personal experience, I've had quite a couple of people who have really, really, you know, had a very strong judgment, and they really invalidated me and vilified me. And it was really not that easy to get through that. It took me a little while, but I also realized when you're being too intense, that's other ways of people to start trying to control you. Judgment is actually another way of people controlling you. And if you, especially mm-hmm. if you give in to them, that. So what happens when someone judges? It's like you immediately contract, you start making yourself less, you try to fit in with what they would want you to create. And how limiting is that? So you need to actually keep on talking to yourself and realizing and talk yourself out of this, and do not try and stop you from creating more. So like I read this line somewhere, the sentence somewhere. So when someone gives you a box full of darkness, please realize that that too is a gift to step up, to outcreate, and to claim and acknowledge your potency. So how cool is that? So even if when people are invalidating or vilifying, you see how can you turn that around to create for yourself? How can you grow beyond that? What can you do to outcreate all that? And be totally limitless. Get out of those limitations. Everywhere someone is trying to limit you, or everywhere you yourself are trying to limit you, step out of it, outcreate. So never ever dim your shine for anyone or anything else. Just keep choosing, keep on creating. Leave those limitations far behind. Another thing that you can do is get the energy, tap into the energy of all those people who don't judge you. So it just might be your parents or your loved ones, or it just might be the pet that you have. So if you're sitting next to your pet or a dog, and realize that the dog or the pet has absolutely no space of judgment. They're just there for you. They're just so happy to see you. So tap into that energy. And every time you find someone judging you and you feel contracted or you feel really small, tap into the space of all those people who actually don't have any judgment of you, who are there for you unconditionally. Tap into that space and start creating from that space. Say, you know what? I choose to operate from here. This is the space I like being. We'll continue after this break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting. Hello,
you
and welcome
with the
back.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. Hi, Eva.
Hello, Smriti. Yeah.
So just before
the break.
Yeah, we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were talking about judgments in business and how we are stopping ourselves with the others that are judging us, that with people that are judging us, invalidating us. Yeah. And the first thing that you, Smriti, just already told is just taking us as interesting point of view. Really, they are just showing us their point of view, and it has nothing to do with us. And it has nothing to do with our creation. They are just their limiting points of view they are doing with those judgments. And really, really, in those judgments, just go to interesting point of view. They have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view if we are just stuck in their judgments, yeah? Because usually we are used to go, when we get judgments from someone, we go to resisting and reacting, or reacting to the judgment. So we are just, if we go to proving, no, that's not true, no, it's not true, we are limiting our creation. So if someone judges us and we are going against them to prove them that's not true what they said, we are just stopping. In this point, we stop our creation. And or if we buy their judgment and we begin to doubt if we begin to doubt into our ideas, into our creation, we also stop our creation. Yeah, we are doing limitations. So in any judgments that people are putting onto you, any judgments people are telling you, just go into yourself and just say, so this is my creation, and those are just their limiting points of view, and just observe. Just interesting point of view. Those people have these points of view. Yeah? Because from this spot, you can then go into creation. And just don't take those judgments serious, really. Just don't go into resisting, into reacting to judgment, or into buying those judgments, yeah? Just go your way and just see them, yeah, as interesting point of view. Yeah, please continue.
So there's another way to look at it is something that I used to deal with this, something like this was I started looking at how funny it is and how they were trying to control. And what if they just, because the more they try to control and the more you keep out-creating them, then they really freak out. They just don't know what to do. So every time you create more, you'll receive more judgment. So just, it's good to realize that. And it actually freaks people out because now they cannot control it. So the more they're judging you and the more you're creating, they just don't know how to deal with it. And yeah, it's so much fun. And also ask yourself, when every time you feel limited or you feel stuck with their judgments, you can ask, okay, so who are they judging, me or them? Because mostly they are judging you for something that you are choosing and creating that they themselves would like to choose and create. And and using their own limitations to not choose that for themselves. So, yeah, asking the question, who are they judging, me or them, will get you out of that funk and make you realize that, you know, it's okay. Yeah. And be willing to receive those judgments. Just be willing to receive. Their judgments will not be defining you. So, yeah, that's actually, it's easy to say, I know, and I had to deal with it for a few years, and it wasn't that easy to deal with. But seriously, the moment you start turning it into fun for you and start looking at the fun side of it and saying that that's the way people are using to control you, you can just turn it around.
So, yeah.
What would it take for me to find this funny? And I start seeing the fun side of it. There is another way that I use, which is actually quite funny, is sometimes when there are some weird people who have this weird energy, and they're just, even in your own business, when you're dealing with certain people and you actually dread meeting them because they just sort of are so intimidating and weird. Just, you know, in my mind's eye, I just turn them into cartoon characters. And now when they're speaking, they don't seem that intimidating. And it's fun. So that's one of the elements of fun that you can add to your business. And have fun with it. Have fun creating. That's what it is. Realize, you know, how powerful you are when you don't, you know, when you start claiming and owning all the capacities that you have, all that you know that you're capable of creating without getting bogged down by what others think about you. And just keep choosing from that. The playfulness and joy in business should always be there, because that's what creates so much, so much more.
Yeah.
So, and one more thing that I'd like to add is, would anybody even buy your limitations? So ask someone, if they would like to buy your limitations. Nobody would. Not even for $1, right? So why are you buying your own limitations? Where are you letting others stop you? So that's a good thing to realize and ask yourself that, okay, where am I? If nobody else will buy my limitations, why am I buying into it and creating from that space? How much more fun can I have? And if I was truly, truly creating my life and living, what would I choose to create? And how much fun can I have choosing and creating this?
Cool. Yeah.
So
what if you, what if you ask yourself, how can I have fun and joy with limitations of others? How can I really enjoy hearing all the limitations that other people are projecting at me? How can I just really have fun with this, with observing how much limitations is showing up when I put some project out? How can I really enjoy this, seeing all this shit coming out? Yeah? How can I just have fun with this? And just, because when we make those judgments or those projected limitations, when we make them significant, they have power over us, and we make ourselves smaller. Yeah? But if we see them just as of something so that we can have fun with this, and we are way, way, way bigger than this, they cannot do anything to us. So those limitations, those judgments cannot do anything to us, and we can go way bigger. Yeah. Just whenever you see judgments projected at you, just have fun with this. How can you have fun with those judgments and see them not as something significant? Yeah.
Absolutely. And so do you also realize how many times we tell ourselves stories so that we can justify the limitations, and, you know, we maintain being a victim at times. So these are also another way of limitations. It's amazing the capacity that we have to start creating limitations when we're not willing to choose more in our business or otherwise in our life also. So somebody will create maybe a money issue, or they'll create some sort of pain or some limitation with their body so that, you know, it limits them from creating or choosing more. Or sometimes just start feeling like a victim or behaving like a victim and telling yourself all sorts of stories why you can't create. I can't create such and such because so and such and such. Or I would love to do this, but if only I had the means to do it. Or it's impossible because, you know, these are just the stories that we start giving. And instead of that, if you realize that, okay, I can't because I'm not choosing it. Or I would love to create something, but I'm not choosing it. When you start realizing it, you realize that it's actually you're the one who's not choosing that because of whatever some imaginary limitation that you have in your mind where you are judging yourself and stopping you. So, yeah, just be willing to get out of that. Start choosing. See the playful side to it. Start creating more. So would you like to speak about money limitation, where we create money as limitation for non-choosing?
Yeah, money. When we think about money and business and money, just money has such significance in this reality. We are doing so many things because of money, so much time, too many times suppressing us because of money. We make money something very serious, and so much we are cutting ourselves out of our lives just because of money. We are not allowing ourselves think that we can afford just because of money, and doing so many things because of money, because we made money so significant in our lives. And too many times we are suppressing ourselves, we are suppressing our joy, we are suppressing our creative energy just because in some fear that in this way we will not earn money. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
what
I
if
remember,
we make this money not so significant in our life? What if we just begin to see more how much playful life we can have, how much joy in our life we can have, and just start creating from joyful energy and allow money to come? Yeah, it's maybe if you're hearing this first time, it's really weird to hear something like this, yeah. But money comes from the playful energy. Money comes from joy. When you're joyful, when you're playful, you're way more creative, and you're way, way, way more open to receive money. And you can receive money from really completely, completely unexpected area. Or you can receive much just because of your way, way, way more joyful energy, you can get new job. Or you can receive some extra salary just because something happened, and it happened probably just because of your joyful energy. And you really, if you want to go with your head, with your mind into this, you will not find the way how it is, yeah? But if you just allow the energy to flow, you can come to this point, yeah? And what if we allow ourselves to be more joyful, to be more relaxed, to have more fun in our lives, and allow that money follow this? Yeah?
Totally, absolutely. I will continue after the break.
Yeah, just break is coming and we'll continue.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light On Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Smriti in conversation with Eva. Yeah, Eva, you were talking something about money and how we people use limitation of not creating money to not choose more for themselves.
In this reality, in this society, we are so learned to suppress ourselves because of money. Yeah. And going to business, and too many people are suppressing themselves in their businesses just to earn money, to get salary. And we are all living in this reality. And I have also my own experiences that it was just like universe is one. It's really showing me something different. Yeah. And one of those interesting experiences was already really long time ago when I was doing part-time job during being student, and it was not the job I really enjoyed. I tried to make it joyful for me, but still it was not something I enjoyed. And then it was one day that I had possibility to do a few hours more and earn more, but it was sunny day and I just chose for me and I said, no, I'm not working more now. I'm going home and I go out to run because it was such a nice sunny day. And I went then out. I went home and I took my running shoes on and I went running into the nature. And it was really, really beautiful day. And I was so really grateful that I just chose for me, just that I chose to go out and just chose to go out to the nature and enjoy instead of sitting in that office and earning some money. And it was like a miracle because I was just really in this grateful state that I chose for me. And in the middle of the forest, I found banknote. I found this banknote and it was more than I would earn in this afternoon if I stayed in that office. Yeah. And it was for me really like message from the universe. Yeah. Just, take time for you. Take time for things that make you joyful and you will get more, you will receive more. It was just this message. And it's really long time ago, just when I was a student, it's like some 20 years ago, but it's still really deep with me. Yes. And I'm still discovering. Yeah. And I have also more such things that happened that really was just showing me, go this way. And that's why I'm discovering this area more and more and how to put more joy and more life into businesses. And I'm doing with businesses and facilitating them how to put more life into businesses, how to be more alive in businesses. And I'm facilitating people and never facilitating or never coaching them into the way how to suppress themselves more and in order to earn more, but how to be more of you, how to be more alive and then earn more and get money as a side effect of being more alive. Yeah. And that's why then when I found joy of business, I found it, it is going in just in the direction I'm looking and
I love joy of business and the space that it creates for all our creations. It's really, really amazing. In fact, there is this example that I give to the people, my class participants. It's like I ask them, so every time I see them going into a weird funk regarding money or every time I see them limiting themselves with respect to money where they're not choosing more for themselves, and giving not having enough money as an excuse or not creating enough money. So there's an example that I give them. So I asked them a question. I was like, what party are you inviting money to? So if someone invites you, for example, if someone invites you for a party, a friend calls you up, Eva, for example, and asks you, okay, Hi, Eva. I'm having this party this Saturday, and it's going to be lots of fun. And, you know, there'll be music, and there'll be dancing, and there'll be good food and good company. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you there. And I'm not going to listen to any excuses. You have to be there. I want to see you there, right? Compared to another friend calling you up for to invite you for another party that's happening on the same Saturday and saying, hey, Eva, see if you'd like to come. I'm having a party. It's not such a big deal. See if you can make time. It's just a regular thing. I've just called a few friends and, you know, it'll be just a little basic and stuff. So see which party, you know, would you like to come and stuff. So tell me, Eva, which party would you like to go to?
I would just ask myself in that moment, I would ask myself, if I choose this, what's going to be my life in next few years, or what's going to be my life in the next 5 or 10 years? And I would ask myself for another party. Ask myself, if I choose the other choice, if I take the other choice, what's my life going like to be in next 5 or 10 years from now? So I would not go into mental choice. Or just mentally, what is bigger, what is better to me? But I will just follow the energy. What is really this that it's working more for me? Yeah.
So what energy is more inviting? A friend calling you and saying, "See if you can make it. It's okay. It's just going to be a regular party." Or another friend calling you up and saying, "Hey, you know what, Eva? I want to see you there. I don't care whatever you're doing, whether you're busy or not. I want to see you there. I mean, that's it.
Okay,
it's going to be
yeah.
real fun." And yeah, so when you follow from the energy of joy, you would choose a party that is fun, that where someone wants you, right? Similarly, when we are, that's the question you have to ask yourself, like, which party am I inviting money to? Where would money like to go? If I'm saying, oh, I really don't care if I have enough money or not, it's okay, no big deal. So money would not really want to be there, right? But on the contrary, if you say, hey, you know, I really want money. I'm really looking forward to it. It's so much fun to have lots and lots of money. The money is, again, energy. It would just want to go there. So every time someone is having not enough money as a limitation, we can get them to ask themselves, okay, which party are you inviting money to? And see it from that space. Get the energy of joyfulness in all that you're creating to invite more money and to be able to choose more and to create more. So that's the space from where I create those classes and get people to choose. And see where they are uninviting money in their life. So, Eva, do you have any classes coming up?
Yeah, next class that is coming up. Yeah, it's Business Done Different. It's 3-day master class, really life changing, not just business changing, life changing class, which will be held in Tokyo in April from 23rd to 25th. And then I'll be doing also some classes later in Europe in May and in July. Yeah, just in July, at the beginning of July, I'm doing some class in Germany. And yeah, the dates will be announced then later, or whether on Joy of Business, Access Joy of Business website under my profile, Eva Ferian, or on my website, evaferian.com. Yeah. And Smriti, to you.
Cool.
You have also some class.
I have a class coming up in Mumbai in May. It's from 15th May to 17th. And there's another one I'm planning in August in Australia. I still have to finalize the date for that. That'll be in August. So it'll be in Melbourne. So yeah, it's just really, really looking forward to creating these classes. Joy of Business Done Different is an amazing, amazing class to facilitate. It just opens up so much of space of possibilities. And I heard the telecall that you did. Not a telecall, it was a Zoom call that you did with some of the people in India. And it was really, really, really amazing regarding the playfulness in business. So yeah. So what contribution are you? And
Thank you. I really enjoyed this call with Indian guests. Yeah, it was really, I enjoyed this call. And yeah, what playfulness can we put into our businesses, and what playfulness can we put into our lives? It's not just because of just a matter of business. It's about our life, because our business takes so much time of our life that it's worth to make it joyful, to make it playful, to make it work for us. Yeah. It's our life, our business, our job, whatever we are doing, it's our life. And our core business, our first business is that we take care for us to be joyful, to be playful in any place of our life. Yeah. And all those classes, business and different classes, or job business classes, are about this, how to put more joy and fun into your life, into your business and all your life. It's not about just about business, yeah?
Never let anybody or anything dim your shine or limit you in any way. You know you have the power to choose and create. Just make a demand. Keep on choosing. Choose from the playfulness and the joyfulness of creating business. Have loads of fun and just keep choosing. That's what creates greater. And that's the energy that other people would like to invite into their life. So instead of limiting yourself, choose to be an inspiration instead and say, what can you invite people to? How many people can you inspire in this world by just being you, by being the joyful, playful you in your business?
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, wish you a lot of joy and fun in your business, in your life.
Bye.